Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
I am, and how are you doing?
I am here, present.
In the now.
Here and now. Here and now, which brings me directly into your article, because you make this fabulous statement that I want to pin you down on, because you're kind of hesitating around this statement. I'm not sure whether you're just hinting at something or whether you're actually trying to make a point. Reversing the aging, the process of aging, the article's part number 5. Moving on in the journey of getting younger and younger. Are you younger today? I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, I have to say, I haven't been diligent enough to say, thank you, Daddy, for manifesting yourself through me and in me. I am eternal life, and therefore the aging of this physical body bag mechanism has ended. I have not been saying that on a daily basis, but here I am, younger anyway, so maybe there's enough faith that I built up on the day before.
How many times have I said to you, all I can do is share what I have to do? Doesn't have to be for you.
Well, no, it's for me. I've just been lackadaisical over the holiday season here.
Yeah, well, likewise.
Somewhat distracted, you could say.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what.
So, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And then right after that you go, could he have meant by this that the source of everything is only concerned with the present and not the past? You're kind of bringing in some sort of question, could he have meant? Does it mean that to you, or have you gotten guidance on that? Because it's kind of vague.
Well, it was vague. It was just I can remember when I wrote it. It was an afterthought, and I didn't pursue it with him. I just wrote it as a question, and then when I looked at it, I realized, well, wait, you know, that's a question we can all ask, and maybe it'll help underscore somebody going to Dad to find out.
Mm. You know, a number of things pop to mind when I read that, and sins are as far from you as east is from west, and something you wrote in Treasure Chest about casting certain things into the sea of forgetfulness. All those things tend to suggest that we're not supposed to be living in the past, we're supposed to be living in the now. You ask, could he have meant this? Well, I guess he could have meant a lot of things, couldn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard some evangelicals suggest that what he means by this is that until you accept Christ as your Savior, you're dead.
That's true, too.
I don't know how you could be dead and living at the same time. So he must have been dead all the time. I'm a little bit confused.
Well, I'm not going to try to decode what certain evangelicals say, because it doesn't make any difference. You know, I'm really... The email I sent you was a copy to somebody else about this whole thing about Christmas, and it dawned on me in the middle of writing that I was going off on one of my diatribes, because what this guy had written is brilliant. I mean, just absolutely brilliant, but it's about Christmas. You know, evangelicals focus on the death of Jesus to a large extent, in my view. They even focus on his resurrection, but not in the sense that it gets them past going over and over and over and over about his death. And the real essence is that he is in us and he is alive to do his works in us. And therefore, let's leave the death, leave the birth behind us, and move on in what we're supposed to be doing. That's my little stuff for the day.
Well, I agree with you. I found, just on a personal level in my own life, if I spend a lot of time dwelling on the past, it tends to be limiting in moving forward in the future. Is he the God of the dead, but of the living? Well, I'd have to say the living, but each person is going to have to get their own interpretation on that. Next thing that jumps up to me in your article is we should call aging what it is, a disease. I'm wondering if aging was actually treated and considered a disease, if we'd actually work hard and develop a vaccine for it.
Right? Interesting.
So
why not?
Are children inoculated at the age of 10 or 9 or whenever they standardly get their vaccinations, so that by the time they hit their 20s, that aging process doesn't happen?
Well, there you go again, Mr. Bruce.
What?
trying to drag in to the spiritual your physical focus. Can't you just see that the vaccination we need, the serum we need, is just him living in us?
Okay, so if I look at the last 2,000 years, I'd have to say that the majority of the people have missed that.
Yep.
And so my expectation of the next 2,000 years is that the majority of the people will miss that.
Yep.
And so should they die because they missed it? No. I'm pretty sure that God would have it that none would die. None shall die. None. None shall perish, I think was the
quote. That's what he said.
Right. And so if that's the case, and their faith is not to the point where they can work with Daddy to make that happen or allow that to happen in their own body, then they need a vaccination. Polio was killing millions of people. Doesn't do that anymore, does it?
Well, then you'll have to be like the Chinese. Limit children to only one, so you don't populate the earth with billions and billions and billions and rattle us off our, whatever it is, our balance, I guess.
Well, that's a limiting thought too, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for bringing me to a whole different perspective, and I hate to admit this, but in my view, you're probably right, Ryan.
Well, there's a whole universe out there. No, so let's not limit ourselves to this one rock. What do they call it, the third rock from the sun? There's lots of other rocks out there that have just as much potential for pleasure and experience and as this particular rock. Would you agree?
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said, the publisher.
The next thing is, if we call it a disease, then less and less people will be willing to go through that disease. If we call it that. I mean, look at the efforts behind diabetes, cancer. Can you imagine if we were run for the cure and the diseases, the run for the cure disease? I don't know if you have those events down there, but we have these run for the cure cancer events all the time. What if instead of cancer, it was geriatric disease, run for the cure?
I love it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, maybe we should start a foundation. We'll call it the Geriatric Disease, Cure Geriatrics Disease Foundation. What do you think?
That's maybe just another rock.
Okay. In the next paragraph, you talk about two things. One, the spiritual causes of aging, and something else Jesus had to say in the context of which he said it. And further on down the sentence, you say, I hasten to say that many, if not most Christians, miss the point of the foregoing paragraph. I don't like it that you lumped me in with these Christians, but I missed the point of the foregoing.
If the paragraph isn't too long, would you mind reading it to me? I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay, I'll read it to you. Here's the quote. This brings us two things. One of the spiritual causes of aging, and something else Jesus had to say in context of which he said it, both of which can also be one part of the basis of how you too can operate in healing power and spiritual healing. But first, what Jesus said in the context of what he did. Now, I hasten to say that many, if not most Christians, miss the point of the foregoing paragraph. And there is a spiritual reason for that as well. Here goes. Jesus said that nothing shall be impossible for anyone who believes in us. This is an accurate translation from the original language. But let's really get the context. And then you go on to tell the story of the disciples not casting out the spirit of epilepsy from the poor boy who was throwing himself into the fire. So I missed the point, but don't you dare lump me in with those Christians. I'm
sorry.
Sure that those Christians are responsible for a lot of untimely deaths.
Oh, yeah.
So I prefer
burning at the stake.
Not be part of that herd.
How about, as I have said before, how about I just wrote that paragraph poorly, and anybody that doesn't understand what I'm saying, write me and tell me what your thoughts are, and I'll explain it. As to you, I'll explain it later. No, I'm going to explain it right now.
Okay.
I'm sure you know what I meant. Don't you, really? Are you
no.
really?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't.
Well, there's a spiritual cause for a lot of things. And the spiritual cause, for example, of the little boy that was having seizures that threw him into the water and threw him into the fire was a spirit.
Okay.
And Jesus got rid of it. And not only that, I'm going to be crude, but Jesus got pissed off at his disciples because they weren't able to do it. And at least they were honest enough to go to him privately when the crowd left and said, how come we couldn't get rid of that thing? Okay, what was his answer?
The spirit only comes out with fasting and prayer.
Well, that's what he said with that particular spirit, yes. That in order to believe enough and have enough faith, that only comes by much preparation through fasting and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we missed something. And people, excuse me, you don't, I don't think, but the only point I was trying to make is people want to say, well, you know, that's stuff way in the past, that's just mythology about some demon causing something. No. If you're going to pay attention to what yours truly writes and says, there are spirits operating behind the scenes right now doing the same things that they've always done because they have dominion. They're agents for the evil one who has dominion over this earth. Why I wrote which God? Because, you know, yeah, Jesus said the God of this world is the one who has one purpose. What is it? To lay his garbage on us, to break our connection with the Creator, and to put all kinds of disease on us and so forth. And so when you catch one of these little agents doing this stuff, get rid of it. That's what he did. But there's the whole point. If you miss it, and that's what the point of the paragraph is, don't miss it. What he did, it's in what he said in the context of what he did, was he got rid of the spirit.
Okay. And so then can I infer from your paragraph and what you've just said that one of the causes of aging is a spirit? And not all the time. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to create a universalism here. I'm saying that one of the causes can be a spirit.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
And probably for most people, a spirit's not required because they already believe it. I'll give you an example. For Christmas Eve dinner, my son had his girlfriend over. We were talking about aging. And she says, oh, well, no, nobody's ever lived past 120. And I asked her, I said, well, where did you get that date? She goes, I don't know, they taught it to me in psychology class or some class, I don't remember. She's a university graduate, highly intelligent woman in psychology, studies in psychology and humanities. And so she automatically accepted this 120 years. And I said, well, I think that your belief is cultural. She says, how could it be cultural? There's no documented case of people living past 120 years. And I said, well, sure, the Guinness World Book of Records have documented many of them, let alone the undocumented. She says, well, yeah, but, you know, it turns out that a lot of those people were mistaken, or afterwards they found other information that their birthday was recorded wrong. And so my son very quickly pulls out his phone. I suggested to her that it's a cultural belief, but my son quickly pulled out his iPhone and he Googled it. And turns out that the Guinness World Book of Records said that the oldest documented living human was 122 years old or something like that. So the barrier has been pushed. And so I suggested to her, I said, so what gives people that belief? Is it cultural? And she didn't want to admit that it was cultural. She said, no, it's a physical genetic limitation where it comes from. And I said, but they've extended the life of fruit flies. They've extended the life of rats. I said, why can't they extend the life of humans? If it's all they're doing is changing the genetic marker. She just didn't want to accept that. So no spirits required in her case. She's already firmly believing that she's never going to live past 120 years. She's going to die at 420.
Yeah. So she shakes loose, she isn't.
That's right. But the concept's already written in so many people. So spiritual cause of aging, yeah, probably in some cases where people are hanging on. For example, I saw an interview or a documentary with this one sweet lady, 107 years old, saying, "I'm not going to die." She was pretty clear about it. In her case, if the enemy wants to make sure that she doesn't live past 120, he's going to have to assign somebody to that case.
Okay. Now, I think that's a perfect segue into the difficulty, in my view, the challenge is to recognize where does unbelief come from? So,
are you asking me that question?
Yeah.
You learn that sort of stuff from your parents, your peers, your educators as you grow up. You're taught it.
And who promotes it and perpetuates it?
Well, everyone does.
And who is behind that? It creates this thing. You know, I'm going to stop there. Let's go back to a thesis of mine. It actually comes from little son Chuck. I don't know if you remember Chuck or not.
Sure.
But Chuck's thesis is, and he didn't get it from me, all of his own, but he calls the BS of all these diseases, cancer, and so forth, is this continual talk about this, continual media coverage, you know, and getting back to something you said, why don't we start a foundation, the foundations that are aimed, their purpose is to stop the disease, actually bring into consciousness the possibility of getting them in all these different causes. Now, let me give you an example. You and I discussed why we don't use sunblock. And why? You know, because I knew instinctively that when you start putting chemicals on to block out sunlight, you're also putting chemicals that keep your body from responding appropriately to whatever the situation is. And then I started reading stuff, and okay, this particularly came out of Harvard Medical School, that they determined that sure enough, the chemical composition of sunblock did in itself create cancer. Okay, well, there we go again, though. So somebody reads that and they use it anyway, so that's planted in their mind and they get skin cancer. You know, we go on and on and on. The only point I was trying to make with the question is, okay, Jesus said there is a quote-unquote God of this world that is behind all of his works are aimed for one thing, to kill us, destroy our bodies, and to separate us from our Creator. That's what his purpose is. Whether there's good to that or bad to that, who knows? But I'm using that as the benchmark to say, okay, look, it's a possibility that everything that goes haywire with us is spiritual. That's it.
I agree. And there are lots of things that are set up in today's media and education system to facilitate beliefs that don't necessarily lead us to positive results. That even includes Sunday school.
About probably the main cause of some of our disbelief is what we got out of the religious system.
Sure, it's perpetuated.
In fact, when I wrote today in his email to this brother that I sent you a copy of, was that the reactionaries love what I do in certain instances because it's a reaction to the rebellion called Christianity. You know, you've taken me down this path before, but I'm always harping about the quote church and their religious system, but that's where it comes from. We don't believe, or we have such limited beliefs because of what we've learned at the foot of certain preachers who don't know what the dickens they're talking about.
Fair enough. Maybe I should just let you go ahead and take a run at those guys as often as you like. Knock yourself out.
Okay, I quit. So, this article we're posting, Mr. Bruce, or are you trying to get me to rewrite it, or what?
No, I'm not. What I'd like to know is you're only giving us half. I feel like I'm teased here. You said one of the spiritual causes, and you talk about it. But then you go on to say, I'm supposed to stop here for now. What do you mean, stop here? I feel like I got teased.
Well, I went on and on as it was. I don't know how many pages that crazy thing is, but, you know, our last podcast, it took us forever to get through it. You had to make two podcasts out of it.
So, okay, so you're going to make two podcasts out of this, and you've made two articles out of it. So when do I get the next part, part six?
I'll go work on it right away.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, brother. I appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's been fun.
Bye.